Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt das Gedruschen Perik Dalet, Mischne Tess. Mi shenasan reshus leshluchai lekadesh es bitoi. I call in a shliach, I say, you know, I have a daughter who's a ketana or a naira. I trust you, go out and pick a good husband for her. I can take kiddushin on behalf of my daughter who's a ketana or a naira. A naira is from 12 to 12 and a half, so I can make a shliach to do so. And the shliach went and he was mekabel kiddushin on behalf of my daughter from someone else, which I empowered him to do. But guess what? After I sent this shliach, I come into the Beis Medrash and I find this Bacher, a London. Wow, what a catch. What a tzaddik. You know what? How'd you like to be my son-in-law? V'halachu, and he goes, his father goes, v'kitcha. And he's mekabel kiddushin from someone else. So wait a second. The shliach took kiddushin on behalf of my daughter, and now I took kiddushin on behalf of my daughter. Zok the Mishnah, well, im shaloi kodmoi, if the kiddushin, then I, the father, if his kiddushin came first, kiddushav kiddushin, then it's this bacher that I found the Beis Medrash. He's going to be the husband. I, the shliach, was mekabel kiddushin afterwards. He can't be mekabel kiddushin for someone that's already mekodeshes. But v'im shel shluchai kadmoi, if the shliach's kiddushin came first, then kiddushav, his kiddushin, is kiddushin. And the one that I was mekabel on behalf of my daughter is nothing. I'm going to say, oh, but I want this boy. So Bezin, whoever's passing the shail, is going to say, excuse me, Reb Father, you can't make a shliach to accept kiddushin on behalf of your daughter and then to decide you're doing it on your own. He was mekabel the kiddushin first. You gave him a right to do so. You made him a shliach. Too bad. But this is a halbitzar. It's not such a problem if at least we know who got it first. What if Ena Yidua? We don't know. We don't know if the kiddushin that the father accepted on behalf of his daughter came first, or the kiddushin that the shliach accepted on behalf of the daughter came first. So we have no way of knowing who's the real husband. If she's going to want to marry a third person, she has to get a get from both. Shneim noisnim, both are going to have to give her a get. Shneim noisnim la get. Both will have to give her a get. She gets a get from one, she can't marry someone else. Maybe this is not your husband. You have to get a get from both. But v'imratzu, if these two want, they can make up amongst themselves, echad noisim la get. One will give her the get. V'echad kainis, one will take her in as a wife. One way or another, there's no problem over here. The one that marries her, either this originally was his wife. Okay, the Paiskim say he has to redo the kiddushin, but either originally this was his wife, and even if not, even if the other one was Mekadosh, so he gave her a get. The only time we're going to have a problem is if the one that wants to take her is a Kayan, because he can't marry a Grusha. But if he's not a Kayan that can marry a Grusha, so Mamarashach. Either this was my original wife, or the other one got the Kedushin first, but he gave her a get. Let's say you have an Isha who's a Gedoyle. Till now we were talking about a father who made a shliach to be mekabel kiddushin for his daughter, and then he went himself and he was mekabel the kiddushin. Now, once my daughter is no longer a naira, when she becomes a begaris, 12 and a half, she's on her own. So the chayne isha, we have a woman that's a gedoyla. She's in her own rishus. She nasna rishus l'shlucha. She gave a rishus to a shliach l'katsha to receive kiddushin on her behalf. V'halcha v'kitcha tzatzma. Same thing happened, except this time she found someone and said, ah, I want to be mekabel kiddushin from him. But you just told the shliach, he can accept kiddushin on your behalf. You're trusting his judgment, who your husband should be. So im shalah kadmo, if her kiddushin that she took on her own from this person came before the shliach accepting the kiddushin, kiddushel kiddushin, she's married to this person that she found. But the if the kiddushin shall shlucha kadmo, if her shliach's kiddushin came first, if he accepted kiddushin on her behalf, even though she says, no, but I found someone else, too late. Kiddushav kiddushin. You should have never trusted a shliach if you want to still do this on your own. You should have never given a shliach the authority to do it. Then any you do, if we don't know whose kiddushin came first, whether it's the shliach's kiddushin or her own, shneim naisim laget. Again, if she wants to marry a third person, both are going to have to give her a get. But v'yimratzu, if both of them want, They can work it out amongst themselves. Echad noisin laget. One will give her a get. Echad kindness. And one will take her as a wife. Why does the Tanya have to tell me both cases? Both in the case of a father being mekabel kiddushin for his daughter after he made a shliach, and a woman herself that was mekabel her kiddushin after she made a shliach. So in the case where the father made a shliach to be mekadosh his daughter, I would have thought, the father, he knows a lot about yichus. So if he found a bacher, he must have been mevatel the shliach. But a woman, she doesn't know about yichus so much. So even though she accepted kiddushin on her own, she's not so sure she's doing the right thing. Could be she was not mevatel the shlichus. She's still thinking, well, it could be my shlich will find a more meyuchistic person than him. And if we just had the case in regard to her, not the father, I would have thought, the woman herself, she's very careful. After all, she's going to have to marry this person. So if she finds someone that she thinks, ah, this is the one I want for my husband, she was mevatel the shlichus. But maybe the father's not so makbid. Maybe he wasn't mevatel the shlichus. If you weren't mevatel the shlichus, why did you take kiddushin from someone else? He figures, you know, maybe the shlich won't find anyone. Meanwhile, let me take him. But who says he was mevatel the shlichus? So therefore, the Mishnah has to tell us there's no difference. Despite these svaras, this is the halacha. Whether it's the father who appoints a shliach, or whether it's the girl herself when she gets old enough to appoint a shliach. Once you appoint a shliach, and you go and you accept kiddushin on behalf of your daughter yourself, or the woman herself accepts kiddushin, it's going to depend which kiddushin came first. If your kiddushin came first, you're mekadeshes to that person. If the shliach's kiddushin came first, you're mekadeshes to that person. If you don't know, well, if you want to marry a third person, they're both going to have to give you a get. But if they want, one can give a get, one can take her.